PC ACC drivers have already been loving the new Nordschleifer being added to the game, and console drivers are soon going to be feeling the benefits as well, as one of the biggest updates in ACC history has been rolled out, or will be rolled out very soon, to Xbox and PlayStation users. We'll be discussing that along with many other sim racing news topics on this week on The Late Apex. My name is, once again, Sam Fitzpatrick. Also, me is David Sampson. How are you, David?
Very good. BAM in hand, so really good.
Yep. Oh, we can do the thing again, can't we?
Of course, always.
I always forget it.
No, you
believe
don't.
It or not, I don't run these tournaments all week long. It's not not at the O2 yet. But, you know, I think we're not far away from it. Let's chat about ACC then. Of course, Nords has been so popular amongst the PC drivers. They must be absolutely delighted on the console that it's coming to them as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we saw the numbers and how people gravitated to the game when the thing dropped. I think on Steam, of the big five games, every big title excluding iRacing, it was the largest gain in numbers in any one point over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And just reading the comments on the video, which we can show, which, I mean, it's a pointless video. It just shows a few moments of the track. I think it's on the list. But yeah, I think it's been great for consumers. The general outpour was they were shocked on how quickly it's. I thought I put the link on. Sorry.
Don't think you did. It's fantastic stuff. And we really struggled to find the thing earlier on.
Obviously, I do wish that the console version was kept more in line on day one, but the fact they've got it down so quick, I think release is going to be May 2nd, as Sam has got the video. I mean, at night, this is just phenomenal.
Yeah, it looks good.
Console is coming. I mean, Nords is coming. Console's already here, mate.
Yeah, the trackside stuff as well, really fantastic.
Yep, there you go.
2nd of May it is coming, so nice and quick. I'm not totally familiar, but I was doing some research for a client in terms of hosting a championship potentially on ACC, and I was looking into the console usability in terms of can you use ACC console really for, you know, an esports tournament. And it is interesting the differences between the console and the PC, where there are differences, but they don't really admit to the differences.
Yeah, I don't think
and
they...
And so it's not totally clear what the differences are between, but they are definitely different.
There
like the force feedback, for example, is very different.
I think there are some underlying...
game engine
functions that are very different, because online is not a thing right in between the two of them. Low fuel motorsports do not support console.
There's... sure, yeah, the PS5 and Xbox is the same, but PC is separate.
So you can almost class it like a jazzed up mobile version, but no, they've done a really good job. Obviously frames, I know there's nothing like the PC version, but that's more of a limitation of the consoles. What equipment, because of course in the Xbox PlayStation world you have to have that verified rubbish, you know, it has to be an Xbox licensed device. I mean, I hate all that, but I won't get into all that. I mean, didn't we invent USB like quite a few years ago? Anyway, I'm not getting into it. It's frustrating, especially because sim racing, like on the non last point, in the non world of sim racing, the only thing it really affects is what controllers you can buy.
Sure.
Okay, but there's thousands of them. In the sim racing world, it's a huge problem, because out of the 80 steering wheels and 12 wheelbases, you can buy one or two.
Sure.
Like, and that's the big problem. And then you are forced to stay with that platform. It really bothers me. But yeah, I think this is going to be big for console users. They seemed very excited. I mean, the comments on the video were insane.
We can look on this.
As long as the comments are kind.
This is great news. Console players, you aren't left out. Let's go.
It's been 84 years. No, it has not.
bring it on, ACC. Oh, my God. Didn't expect it to be this fast. That was fairly quick.
Yeah.
Can't wait for a set of course at Evo. Yes. This means I can practice on the ring for going IRL in June. Nice positive people.
Yeah, what's it had? 679 thumbs.
Yeah, not a whole lot of views, but then it is tricky to find. you were searching for about 5 minutes, weren't you? Couldn't find, and even then, I just went on the YouTube channel, didn't try to search for it, actually. So, yeah, really, really good that they have released that. And, I mean, ACC isn't very popular on consoles in reality, but, like...
No.
You know, we all came from consoles, didn't we? And it is depressing how few options there are with budget cars sort of diminishing away. Obviously, AC and AC, well, certainly Assetto Corsa is very good on console. ACC, questionable on console.
Yeah, it's the Forza Gran Turismo world, that's why, isn't it? They're the two.
But there was a period when Project Cars and Assetto Corsa came out in the mid-2010s where I was like, hang on, this is getting good now. And it hasn't really gone much since then.
My wife's brother? It's hard because they're really young. Anyway, the age difference is huge, so it's very difficult. Years ago this was, and I came back from America on a holiday trip one time. He had like a wheel, like a wheel clamp thing and a set of Corsa. And he was like, do you want to play? I was like, yes. Like, of all the games you could have asked me to play, yes, I want to play this. But I was sat on a sofa with it on a coffee table. So it's a little different. Like some of my skills didn't come through.
Can you do it on a rainy night in Stoke?
Yeah.
sim racing equivalent.
Yeah. Yeah. Loved it.
We'll move on to other sim racing news, but hopefully that's put people in a good mood that's on ACC on console. Rin Sports have released an update. And it changes the driving characteristics of the cars. There's not a whole lot of details really given in this post as to what has changed. But yeah, some fairly fundamental changes to the GT3 cars, which after all, in all sim racing games are the most used, let alone
especially
on,
in Rinsport. Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for like what the popularity of ESL R1 brought, then we wouldn't even know the other, like, you know.
Like, I mean, like, what is? I reckon it's probably... like 90% of Rennsport people like use GT3s, and that's, you're talking, you know, upwards of 9 people, you know.
I knew you was going somewhere with this. Yeah. Yes, 9 people are using GT3s and the other one's using TCR. Correct. Yes, fundamental changes to the tyres. And obviously when we talk tyres, if anyone's in chat wondering why, we say a big thing because obviously they're the only things that the car talks to the track with. So when you see tyre model changes, it usually affects it in the biggest of ways. But yeah, so if you are one of those 9 guys and this could dramatically affect you.
Yeah. They speak a little bit about how the tyre pressures are different. So they sort of realise that, hang on, the tyre pressures like should be higher than they are in order to match real life, I think. So they've... for now, increase the tyre pressures in order to increase the performance. So that is one of the things that they changed. Also talking about max wheel torque capability. But some of the elements of this were quite basic stuff, which you saw on other games in terms of clipping and whatever. So I wasn't quite sure how new that was. But feel free to read it yourselves over on rennsport.gg if you are curious about it. But yeah, not a whole lot of details really given about that. So... yes.
Yeah, and hello to everyone in chat. Ryan Riesman, Thomas, Kev.
Interesting in chat how we've got a new game. It's Bottle, Bam, or Bam. Because they're debating now which are the closer Bams. And it's actually quite close, I will say that. So I think
it's not.
I think I might need to get Hawkeye out in order to...
Hawkeye, but with your top-down camera.
Yeah, we might need to get like a... Well, also, it's... Yeah, I think the desk is about... level, yeah. But yeah,
we're going to have this taken away from us because of our bottle game together. They're going to bring in 2 different people. The people on Spotify get nothing from this.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're just going to be told that, oh yeah, guys, you're not allowed to bring in any liquids.
Yeah, no liquids
anymore.
Not a spillage problem.
Don't worry, guys, there's no liquid in these. No, it's just utility. Yeah. It's just for this.
Yeah. So I think that's all we can really say on Rennsport until we try it, which, Yep. So I think that's everything. Look, they're doing it to themselves. Let's see. They need to release the game. Like, we've spoke about this every week.
Yeah.
They're dropping more keys. They said every week we're dropping 2,000 keys.
What?
Yeah, just if you just release the game.
Yes. Yeah,
ay, ay, ay.
There has been some more news about F1 24. It is being released really soon.
Because we covered it last week, but more just the bare-bone trailer we saw.
Yeah, it was the release trailer last time, whereas now they're given a couple of deep dives.
We have that video.
Alex Jakes,
personally my favourite commentator. An absolutely awesome guy. And he does a bit of a video about career mode, so choose your driver. You can choose to drive as Nigel Mansell now, if you want.
There you go.
But sort of a weird Nigel Mansell, or sort of the current moustache of Nigel Mansell, but the skin of 30-year-old Nigel Mansell.
Or step into the shoes of an up-and-coming talent. Well, the graphics there look a bit mobile-y.
I mean, it's not good, is it? Look at that.
What the hell? That looks stepped down from last year. Rich history.
There you go, Nigel Mansell. Is it? I mean, what is that from Senna? History. I mean, that Mansell's questionable, but
it's time to show
that's
the
not
current generation why you're one of the greats.
Is that Michael Schumacher? It is. They could just take the model from Mick and use that for their skin. Pave your
legacy. I don't understand the graphics I'm seeing though. Is this really the PC one, or are they talking about the console one?
Oh, probably console.
Because something doesn't look right. Career is driven by recognition. Looks cartoony. During each
Grand Prix, I think, you'll be given to be fair, that screen, we do lose a little bit of clarity. To build your reputation within the anyway, let's not be honest to this. Oh, it's just terrifying. Pink.
That's what they're done to Sarah.
Not good. And then you look at
I know his scan's not bad.
Yeah, but he looks terrified.
He does look terrified.
And also it looks like his lips are, like, sealed.
I don't know. All this gumph around the game, I just want them to focus on the game, especially the online.
So, well, this is what they've done for the game. You can play as a past driver, current driver, or custom driver. You can start in F1 or F2. I've just made a note of terrifying Pinkham and Davidson.
Yeah.
You can do secret meetings with teams. So you can be part of one team, and then you can go off and have a secret meeting with another team in order to get a new deal, potentially. You can build your reputation to improve your team performance. And one of the elements of that is that if you stick with the same team, then you improve your reputation. Whereas if you switch teams constantly,
you get the Danny Rick Award.
Then people start to hate you.
Yeah, sorry.
there are also new upgrade challenges. So rather than every season of you developing the car the same way, some seasons you'll have like a chip shortage, or you might have an inflation, which will put limits in to what development
you can do. Like the pandemic kicks in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Williams, you've got one steering wheel. You have to pick which driver. Oh.
You can't. Can you share?
Do you remember that round one? Not only were they late, they missed practice. They were late to the event, missed another practice.
Oh, was that 20 then?
Yeah. And then they turned up with one steering wheel.
Yeah.
It was the year before last, wasn't it? I don't know. I've been zoning out of F1, I swear.
F1, I mean, one of the things that they were like boasting about, new feature, F1 Accolades. It's really not good. F1 Accolades is stats. So,
well, you can deep dive history of drivers and...
It's not a particularly deep dive, because drivers have like points, podiums, wins, championships and stuff like that. And accolades are just improving them. But if you start as Hamilton, you get all his accolades.
Oh.
And then, like, you get, like...
So you can win his 8th championship.
Exactly. So that's, like, the objective. You get an objective.
Sorry, once the massive lawsuit goes through, I mean, the 7th. Yeah.
Do not get me started. I genuinely dislike Felipe Massa, because that stuff just boils my blood the way that he's sent that to court. The most ridiculous court thing of all time.
Yeah, sorry, carry on. Accolades, yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, you get objectives after each season, or going into each season, of Hamilton's 8th championship. Verstappen needs to defend his championship. Hülkenberg probably needs to get a podium.
No.
I don't know, something like that.
Wait, Hülkenberg can't do it. They're leaving it up to us to do it now for him.
No, he's signing for Audi, so don't give me that.
It's on now.
It's on now. Yeah, he's going to win.
Yeah,
he's going to win 3 titles.
Oh,
as a 40-year-old, he's going to be like. Like those old people in the 50s who were winning. Like, absolute legend. What a driver. Also, you can do two-player career, and you can do challenge career. Challenge career is interesting. It's like an online competition, and you do races, and you earn points for those races. You get put into a leaderboard, and after a few weeks, people get like a leaderboard results thing.
Yeah, sorry. Best comment of the year. DLC. This is from Dominic in chat. DLC, DLC for F1 24. You get to race on iRacing at 3 a.m. as Verstappen.
Well done, Dominic.
That's brilliant.
I mean, Thomas Hansen's thing.
Yes, Thomas Hansen's would have been really funny.
From pole. Yeah. He has done that in defense for Leclerc, but he hasn't. It feels like he hasn't done it for years.
Well, that season where the Red Bulls struggled for poles was just when they had the utter tyre dominance. They just couldn't get the tyres fired up for quali.
Yeah, yeah.
So Leclerc was like, pole. And then Verstappen's like, yeah, but lap three, mate, you're done. Your tyres are cooking and they're terrible. Mine are just hitting peak. Yeah, that was a weird season. It gave us hope, right?
22.
Verstappen, not always being able to get a pole.
Had Ferrari delivered,
yes,
it would have been... It would have gone down to the last couple of rounds.
If they'd let the drivers do their own strats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they'd let us do the strats.
Yeah. You could hear Leclerc's voice. I'm like, what? Why are you bringing me on lap seven? Why the hards? There's three laps to go. Put the softs on.
So Silverstone it was in Hungary. Silverstone where a virtual safety car came out with like 15 laps to go and they didn't pit Leclerc, but everyone else pitted. And then obviously Hungary where he was leading and they put him on the hards despite the fact there were 4 seconds a lap off the pace because like it was cold, so obviously the hards weren't going to work.
Oh my God, that was funny. Well, not for Leclerc.
They also did a gameplay thing, which is very similar.
The first official gameplay deep dive of EA Sports.
This is the same video, isn't it?
Where we'll introduce the game-changing upgrades we've made to enhance the player's driving experience.
This is the same graphical engine, isn't it?
Yeah.
The suspension of a Formula One car defines its handling characteristics. And in F1 24,
wait, what's that weird cockpit cam view that no one in F1 ever uses?
That's a thing.
And in F1 24,
we've built on our previous systems to better reflect real-world behaviour.
Some of this stuff is ridiculous.
So much more than I'm used to. But it's awesome.
This is better in terms of
the all-new EA Sports Dynamic Handling simulates the experience.
But all of this stuff in terms of showing like the mesh, that means nothing. Just because you got some mesh stuff, that doesn't represent anything.
Because now you also need to think about the weight of the car, and you cannot just send it.
The spring and damper forces have also been revised, adding a realistic feel of weight distribution when the car is under different loads.
Wow.
This means players have more options when tuning
maybe
their setups.
Maybe that's something,
and
I don't
more
know,
refined control while racing.
Someone's just gone, guys, we've got to get some behind-the-scenes footage, but just make it up.
They've got to turn off the stupid eSport time. If they want this to be taken seriously. That's my hot take.
Sure.
I can't watch the best of the best of the best using a floating camera looking down.
Sure.
It bothers me.
Yeah, but more people watch it than iRacing.
Yeah. Well.
By like a factor of 50.
Yeah, but people watching have no idea about racing.
Well, they're F1 fans.
Yeah, precisely.
But like, you don't need to... But like, it doesn't matter whether someone cares about racing. It's views, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Dominic, suspension of an F1 car as they go over swimming pool, pool chicane curb. That looks like paint on the ground.
I saw that as well.
Pretty much.
I saw that as well.
So this is what they said. You got better handling, shock, something about dynamic handling. Dirty air is meant to have a bigger impact on tyre deg. Turbulent air is just meant to be more significant generally. DRS impact takes into account the rear wing size. So like if you've got a bigger rear wing, then you're going to benefit or from the DRS than if you've got a slim rear wing. So like that's quite important at tracks like Monza, where in real life the DRS makes next to no difference. And also you get like in-game telemetry, which I don't know if that's like a new thing, or maybe Jakes was just mentioning it, but that's a thing.
Sorry,
I think it might only be a PC option.
You know, you said dynamic handling. No. It's EA Sports dynamic handling.
Hey, sorry.
Trademarked. So they have worked so hard, they've added their own brand name before it. Honestly, on the video, it said EA Sports Dynamic Handling. I thought it was just a mistake, so I thought I'd Google it while you're talking. And So EA Sports Dynamic Handling. So it's a DLC mid-corner. It'll pop up. You're understeering. Would you like more rotation? $4.99. we'll see. I mean, I usually buy these games. I usually stream it. I usually try it.
Yeah, you're the problem here. You're giving them £80 a year to keep making this stuff. Whilst also them selling, like, sacking all their stuff.
Yeah, but what if they get it right?
Yeah, that's a big if.
Yeah, I know. I'm not stupid. I've said this before. Interlagos is so good. On this game, so good. That's always the first track I try. I'm usually smiling ear to ear. Then I do a bit of like Wet Monaco. Oh my God, again, super happy.
You can do Night Monaco as well now.
Oh, here we go. But then I do an AI race and realize they're the most aggressive beings on the universe. Sure. And then I do one online lobby. And I've been hit 300 times before T1. And I'm like, okay, I'm done with this now.
Yeah. Is that on?
No, on the rig.
Yeah. Well, does it do triple screens? I don't actually know.
Yes, but in the same way Dirt Rally 2.0 does and Rensport. People are crying for Rensport triples. Then just stretch the damn thing. Like, you can do it.
Yeah.
But in a GT, it's a bit horrible because obviously the warping's more visible. But yeah, I race F1 in triples.
So that is F1 24. It comes out soon. Is it like May the 1st or something that it comes out? So if you want it, if you got pre-ordered, then that will be coming to you soon. I think it's £80 to buy. Yeah?
No, that's surely the Senna Schumacher Verstappen pack.
I don't think so. I mean,
£80?
F1 24 cost.
I bought it every year. I'm not that rich.
Oh, you know what? I may have been lying. I'm sorry. This is libel. So you get to at least 31st of May. To be fair, it's £60. My bad.
£59.99.
It is £80 for the Champions Edition.
Oh, yeah, I told you, the Senna Max Verstappen pack, yeah.
We'll move on to... Well, let's talk about WRC. Speaking of triples, this isn't too far away from that, VR. They are going to support VR. WRC with a beta version on the 30th of April, but it seems to have a lot of features on it to like the point that it doesn't really feel that much like a beta. But apparently, I'm not too familiar with this, but apparently Codemasters have been given some hate in...
So this was the engine update that we talked about, given the possibility for this even happening.
Apparently they've struggled with VR in the past, so that might be why they're calling it a beta, because they're sort of expecting it to fail.
I'm excited. I think VR and Rally is where VR really goes strong.
This is an overtake.gg article.
Sorry, that was my screen.
Sorry. And the gameplay trailer isn't very interesting, really.
It's difficult to show VR, isn't it?
Yeah, but I know, it's always tricky because it's so uncoordinating when you see someone else use VR.
Yep.
But this person isn't really looking to the apexes that much. I don't think this person's really looking very well.
Yeah, almost like this isn't a person.
Yeah.
Just edited posts, like head movements, yeah.
But like, it's not very extreme, is it? Like, and they're just looking, they're looking way too late. But like I said, it's tricky when you're looking at someone doing VR because it looks wrong all the time. Oops. Oh, no. Here we go. We're there.
Yeah, I'll give that a try. I haven't tried WRC yet, but if it's VR, I'll give it a try.
The VR beta will simply arrive to all PC WRC drivers via a patch usable across 18 locations, across all 18 locations, and all single-player and multiplayer modes. Photo mode is currently absent. So, like, yeah, you can do, like, loads of stuff with it. Only PC, though, we should say.
Can we say it's 2024 and we're seeing the biggest gaming companies in the world struggle with a technology that's been out for
over
Oculus 10 years ago? It's not a good sign, is it? it's all this want for multi-platform rubbish where a game is now being published on a platform that's accessible to PlayStation, Xbox, PC, Nintendo, insert, whatever they released 400 years ago. And it's making this technology less adaptive to triples and VR.
Sure.
Yeah, it's been a definitely a downward trend for a while. I mean, we talked about this on a quick side note. We had this chat a couple of weeks ago with the death of split screen. You know, the Xbox 360, everything could be played four player. And then the next generation Xbox comes out and some games don't do anything, some are split screen. And nowadays, we barely see the function at all. It's all online. So again, dangerous direction. Okay.
I did just pick up my BAM and I do apologize for
ruining
the game. Which one was closer?
Yours was closer.
Mine was closer. It was close,
closer
though.
To the board.
It was close, honestly. Like, I'm talking an inch closer, I reckon. And it was obviously closer than your friend and mine, the Botsall.
Hello, Alan in chat. Hope you're well, mate.
There are limited VR headsets actually supported, by the way, for WRC, but like, that seems to cover most of them.
Oculus, 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 HTC, Oculus, Oculus, HTC. Yeah, okay, cool.
So just make sure, like, your headset does actually is compatible for buying the game, if that's what you want to do. Someone in chat said you should talk about Fanatec. Well, we are talking about Fanatec.
We are talking about Fanatec.
Fanatec has controversially, well, a few things have happened with Fanatec. So a week ago, Andreas Ruff was appointed their new CEO. Ruff has experience in business consulting in food and drink. So I think that's fine, to be fair. I know some people would be like, he's not a sim racer, but I don't think it matters. I think it's good to have someone from an outside perspective. I don't agree with it when it comes to like team principles, where like there was that Ariva Bene, wasn't he, like from some other company, and he gets put as like the team principal on F1 team. It's like, what's that about?
But yeah,
I can understand it for this.
Yeah, I mean, Fanatec have everything. It's the business side now they need to focus on. So, yeah, I can see that.
They don't need another developer. But they also have had difficulties, and this is another Overtake.gg news article. We're going to read it in reverse here, I think is the best way to do it. Possible recapitalization process. Share prices, fresh investment. So the parent company, Endor AG, published a brief update to markets on the 24th of April, explaining that a recapitalization process is set to begin following the granted extension of bridging loans. Now, David, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Recapitalization, I guess, is like sort of debt management, right?
Yeah.
And extension of bridging loans. So I guess that's like maybe taking out a loan to fill out an old loan.
Yeah, I think a new a deadline's coming up, so they're getting investors to cover the same loss, but for an extended period, yeah.
Yeah. So...
But all of this is the kind of thing that's when you're a public-facing company like Fanatec, this is public information. So, yeah, we'll get into the stock price in a moment.
Yeah. So, yeah, they are in discussions with investors, and they'll move based on that. Their share price dropped massively. It was down to 55 cents.
I'll bring up a graph.
Which was a 95% decrease from 12 months ago. It's now back up to, not 55 cents, 55.55 euros. I don't even know what is a smaller euro? What's a hundredth of a euro?
Cent.
Is it a cent?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was just an American thing. Okay, so it's back up to €1.19 now, which is a 90% decrease from 12 months ago. So it's really crashed the value of the company.
I've got a picture of that for you. And Fennec, to answer your question, the biggest sim racing company by a margin is Fanatec.
Wow. For podcast listeners, that is just a straight red line, almost like a cartoon.
We're looking at, I'd say about £24.50 stock price down to, I'm showing at £1.11, but as at yesterday or the day before, it was down to 55p, 55 cents. But I think I think this graph is in sterling. So from £24.50 down to 55p. So Back to you.
Well, that's, I think that was pretty much what I was going to say in terms of their debt stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty bad, isn't it? Really bad. But then, I mean, like I think Nick Horn mentioned in chat just now, you know, they're still in strong demand. They're still the strongest brand when it comes to sim racing hardware. So it's not...
For sure.
Like, I think they'll recover.
Yeah, but as a public company, as we know, they aren't... The priority is the shareholders and not the customers. A lot of people get a bit confused with that. That is quite literally how it works. And right now, the shareholders are really not happy. So you can have all the happiest customers in the world, but if the shareholders aren't happy, the company's going in the wrong way.
But with the issues that they've been having, is it not synonymous that they need to improve the customer experience in order to increase their sales? And
look, I think my biggest problem is even with semi-peak Fanatec, say a year ago, would they have still been able to take on Moser with their strength they had? Because now they're not. Now they're going to have to make decisions that aren't about super quality. Like the decisions that aren't about moving them forward. It's about more like stabilizing. And Moser right now, I mean, they can't do no wrong. They've got, I mean, who hasn't been talking about Moser those last couple of months? Like, I'd say the biggest growing sim racing brand.
Yeah, up there with Azatec, I'd say. I think it's one of them.
Azatec, yes. They did it differently, though. Moser did it through sales, quality, and word of mouth. Azatec just came in like Aston Martin.
Yeah.
Like, well, okay, here's 100 million quid. We're going to the Sim Expo.
Yeah.
Like, I was at the Sim Expo. People may not be there. It was insane, right? So you've got booths, and then in the middle, you've got Darts Central with music, lights. They brought a race car that every now and then they'd turn on, and it's so loud. Everyone would come over. Rigs everywhere, staff everywhere. As I say, they were the life of the sim rate, of the. Yeah, Alan in chat, Sim Magic is also very popular, fast growing as well. We talked about that before, but the Sim Magic Neo, the wheel I've been talking about recently, I think.
Well, like 250 quid.
250 quid, and it. I'll just grab a quick picture, but.
Yeah, go for it.
It's great.
But yeah, the market has become so much more competitive than it was just a few years ago.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's insane.
Sorry, we owe... Oh, with that, 295. Okay. But yeah, I mean, this thing has RPM lights. All these buttons light up. Yeah, I mean...
Was that the one that I showed a few... Like, maybe 2 months ago? I think there were two steering wheels which were released.
So.
And there's another one... which is also really good. And then, yeah, there's also that Sim Magic one.
But, yeah, I think, obviously, Fanatec in trouble. I'm sure they can stabilise. Let's see, though. Can they get back their dominance?
Well, do you think the best investment of their limited money is to continue their F1 partnership for a few more years?
I think dying companies are holding on to each other.
Wow.
I think
F1's worth, like, 20 bill, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but the largest esport platform and the largest sim racing company did just announce a partnership. But the weakest financial sim racing company is Fanatec, and the weakest strengthed esport series is F1. Like they're both 20 minutes away from collapse, both of them.
No, but F1 sim racing could be revived at any point. Is literally true. Up to like some millionaires because they've got so much money.
True.
And it's just the brand. But yeah, they have like renewed their deal.
Is there much to show? I don't think there's much to show.
Not much to show. I mean, we can do it a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, this is
so like, the rig hasn't changed. That's the old rig.
Yeah, and that rig still isn't available. It's been around for a while now, but Fanatec still haven't given an indication of selling it, even though it's quite a It's a decent bit of kit, I guess. Obviously, it'll be super expensive because it's, you know, F1 branded, but I think they could make a decent amount of money from that.
Sorry, Alan in chat's reminding me. It was an LMP3 that Azatec had there.
Yeah.
They actually got in trouble one time for turning it on without permission because the doors hadn't been opened. I think they were told, do that again. You are gone.
Sure. Yeah.
I shouldn't know that. I was speaking to people. Yeah, I've said way too much. Carry on. I've said way too much.
But yeah, this this agreement between Fanatec and F1 has been going on since 2018, and so this will be renewed. They're still providing the rigs for F1 sim racing, and also they're providing equipment at F1 races in fan zones and paddock club. But yeah, it is questionable whether they should be spending this money, because obviously they also sponsor the Fanatec GT World Challenge as well. And, you know, they have been accused that some of their financial difficulties is plunging money into this big sponsorship programs, which maybe isn't getting them a whole lot of return.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've, obviously chat knows. The gear I bought with my money was Fanatec. Like, I didn't spend much else on anything else. I bought my CSLs. I bought my DD2. You know, I bought my steering wheel. The only company I don't work with nowadays is Fanatec. Even though in the pandemic they were, I don't want to get into finances, but it was, you know, there's a I'll give you a clue. There's a reason why lots of streamers have all Fanatec gear.
Sure.
Huge reason. But yeah, it's just not for me. When anyone's comparing DDs, I'm always like, ah, if you've got one and it's working and you don't need any more strength, then you don't need to upgrade. A DD's a great great thing. I went from the DD2 to the Simicube, and it felt like going from a notched wheelbase to a non-notched.
So that is Fanatec, and I think a lot of people in chat as well, they... I'm very passionate about Fanatec because, yeah, everyone has some ties to them.
It's everyone's first aspiration because they're the biggest, like, I didn't know what a Simicube was or...
A Moser.
Well, Moser and Simmagic weren't even a thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Fanatec now, with this attractive company, LED lights, rallies, loads of DDs, loads of wheels. And obviously they sell their wheels so cheap because they're an ecosystem-style company. So, yeah.
So a new game is being released in July. It's called Hot Lap Racing. This is an article from Boxer's Lap. And this is a bit of an odd game. It's like I think it's across both mobile and PC.
I didn't see the mobile, but yeah, no, I trust you.
I could be wrong. I looked at this last week. But yeah, I think one of the basic ideas of this is that like all the cars are similar pace. So like a Mini can beat an F1 car, but you've got loads of different cars, and I think like 50 cars or something.
I don't mind a hot lap game. I honestly don't. I've never minded a hot lap grinding game.
The issue is you see these villains.
Yeah, I know.
It's a pure arcade.
Yeah.
Okay, call that one color.
Nah, Alan, keyboard game, definitely. What would you play on? Keyboard? Yeah, keyboard. I'm using this as a controller.
Oh, they got the Aero screen on the F1 car. It's like a IndyCar F1 hybrid.
I still think that should have been the choice.
You think?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's built by Red Bull.
What don't you like about the Halo?
No, not that. I just prefer the clear screen because you can barely see it. So it's best of both worlds, I think.
I don't see the Halo though anymore. Like I know you do.
It adds a lot of weight as well. It does add a lot of weight.
But surely the shield is the same though, isn't it? Like it's still got to have the same integrity.
But you know what? That was built by Red Bull. They were commissioned to build the thing, and then IndyCar used it.
Sure. Yep.
Do we have anything on a set course at Evo? No,
not this week.
I mean, let's face it, the rename was to gloss over the delay. Am I putting it ill politely?
Well, they didn't release it at the same time, I guess, but...
It was a delay announcement.
I feel like I don't have trust in these companies. I think they literally were like, hang on, guys. We haven't decided on the name of the upcoming game because we're releasing a game later this year, aren't we? We should probably decide on let's have a meeting 3 o'clock on Tuesday, yeah? And spitball some ideas. 15 minutes in, someone says, Evo? yeah, that'll do.
Plus, I think...
Get the social media team on it.
Assetto Corsa 2 is what the lesser understanding of the sim world call ACC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think...
Well, even some places, ACC is still called ACT.
And I still hear people who say, like when they refer to AC, they say the old ACC, like the old... It's like, no, these games are parallel. They're not... One never replaced the other. So I think Evo was a good name, but it was a delay, right?
They glossed. There was a delay, yeah. That's like a week or two.
It wasn't like, oh, apologies, we're delaying. It was like, we've got a new name. Here's the release date. Don't look at it because, yes, it is a little later. but yeah, I'm excited for Evo. But we've heard so many conflicting ups and downs with them. Like, I've heard rumours it won't have online competitive play. I've heard rumours it will support LFM and won't support LFM. I've heard no modding. I've heard existing modding. I've heard... I want to know what the plan is.
Sure.
Are they actually taking on ACC and the full modding community in that? They're not.
Well, they're not.
No.
I mean, they've ruled out modding. So... It is, yeah, it is confusing what this new game is going to be like.
Yep.
But yeah, no news on it at the moment. I reckon probably another 6 months until it gets released.
I've just seen the next headline.
Nords 24 has no rain. There was a bit of hype before the recent patch. I saw some rumours that maybe it will be added to the GT4s and Porsche Cups. It will not be. Nords 24 will be dry. I might be taking part. Like 90% sure I will be taking part.
Same.
Nords 24 in the GT4 category. Same. I personally never done a special event at night, I think, so that's my first challenge.
So and before people think Sam's just never done a 24, Sam's so old that back when he was doing 24s, there was no night.
I have won Daytona 24, I've won Sebring 12 Hours as well back in 2019. But yeah, I haven't done any 24-hour races in about 3 years, so yeah.
I announced on my Discord that it's not raining, which means I'm not competing. See you guys next year. I did say that. I wasn't just angry and bitter. I just, my passion levels went to like 4%. And I was like, I'll just do something else then. Just do officials in the rain that week. And then today, I don't know. I want to take on the Nord. So
yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just such a wonderful track, isn't it? And have you completed it cleanly? Before?
Yep. On our first attempt, we were hardcore. So back 4 or 5 years ago, didn't matter. 40 minutes in the pits, didn't matter. Hour 20, okay, didn't matter. To us, we were there to finish and get to the finish.
I used to be like that. Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, I'm like, wait, is that a scratch, guys?
Yeah, no point. we're 2K down on the dots in your home, like... Honestly, it's not even a fight anymore.
Guys,
is it?
We're going to barely hold on to P6. Just park it. last year we had unfortunately, Teague, we've seen in chat a lot. He had a computer failure on like our third stint in the race. So we see him just go straight on.
Sure.
And then the wheel acted up, his camera froze, and his PC just died. And we proper died. And we had an ARA prodigy that we brought through, Tizzy.
Oh yeah,
Tizzy was on our team. He qualified and started.
Sure. Yeah, I hope he'll be doing it as well. I've only done one, maybe did two Nords 24, but the first Nords 24 I did, I think, was back in 2017. I think it was the first ever one. And yeah, we were sixth in top split in Porsche Cup. But that was back when the strength of wheels were very low in the top split. So yeah, that was probably the best special event result I've had. Also loved the old VLNs. I used to absolutely grind out the VLN races.
VLN with rain. I'll be back grinding VLNs when rain comes.
Yeah. That'll be good.
Because you can solo them. 6 hour solo VLN in the rain. I mean, I'll be crying in pain after, but
I mean, you basically do 6 hour solo anyway when you stream, right?
Correct. Like, but I do appreciate a toilet break at some point, Sam.
Sure. Yeah. disappointing about Nords 24, but at the same time, at least we'll have more than 5 cars in the race 12 hours in. So, in that element, it's good. When they have 120 cars, rain will be a necessity, I think. Gran Turismo 7 have released a Skoda. It's the first ever Skoda, actually.
Oh, this is that the game. Fusion something.
It's not a Kodiak. Well, it's like a Vision.
I can't remember the name. Oh, Vision. What did I say?
Fusion.
Fusion. I wasn't too far.
You were very close.
Yeah.
So this is the first ever Skoda in Gran Turismo 7. And all these Vision cars are like designs supposedly from the manufacturers themselves as to like what would be a cool car. And they usually emulate the real life cars that they already produce. But this Skoda is just like a thing.
Wait. Skoda think their cars look like
well,
this?
Well, this is the thing. I don't think anyone from Skoda's had anything to do with this. I think someone's just made this car.
This looks like a Nui scrapbook.
It's quite big, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though.
Is that... Maybe this is what Bon Nui's going to look like in 10 years.
Yeah?
Maybe Skoda will get into Bon Nui. I can see that.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, go on then. Put me down for one in orange, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could use it to come to work. Yes, very nice.
No. It is meant to be inspired by the 1957 Skoda 1100 OHC
Spider.
Please
bring up a picture.
I've not actually Googled it, but apparently it's basically the same.
I love.
To be fair, some of the like old Mercs they made in like.
Oh.
I mean that's a lovely car, isn't it?
Why don't Skoda make that nowadays?
Sorry, very low res.
But yeah, that's. But... Yeah. I can see that.
This is better. This is much better. Here we go.
Well.
That's nice, isn't it?
It is. I'll take one. Yeah, I like those tyres. They don't make tyres like they used to. Am I just old?
Man, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
That's tyres.
Yeah.
I like because you bump a curb in today, you scratch your cut tyres. You bump a curb in that, the curb gets scratched.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I haven't played Gran Turismo 7 in a hot minute. I want to do it again in the rig and I think they did are they calling them the black licenses? The level up from the gold, there's another achievement level or something you can do.
Sure.
I wouldn't mind trying that. I loved grinding all the gold licenses. Mm. Oh my God. So difficult. So
such
difficult.
Such a weird thing that we all try to do in Gran Turismo. Because just accelerate, brake.
Yeah, the dumbest things.
Yeah.
Take corner 3 at Spa. I'm like, okay, you can definitely do that.
And then it says silver. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Do you realize I'm a sim racer?
Yeah. You're calling that a silver? I'm going to get that gold 3 hours later.
Yeah.
You find that 100th.
Yep.
Nick Horn in chat saying the Vision GT cars are normally designed and engineered by the brand for Sony. I agree with that. I mean, that's what they say, though, Nick. I don't know. And I don't want to be, you know, saying stuff that I don't know about. But I don't know. I feel like someone from Skoda actually design that? I don't know. It just seems like a weird thing that Skoda have employed someone to do that, you know?
Emery has the speedrun record for those licenses. Oh, yeah, I bet. I love watching her do the... She does like Gran Turismo 2 and everything. All the
sure, yeah, yeah.
Love
yeah.
watching them.
Yeah. So there were some other updates as well. They've added the Afila prototype 2024 Chevrolet Chevelle SS 454 Sport Coupe 1970. And they've added, of course, the Skoda Vision Gran Turismo.
For 1 million credits.
1 million. That's not that much, though.
Is it not?
Yeah, like a GT3 car, I think, is about $500,000.
Oh, okay.
So it'll take you a little bit of time to earn that. There has been an update, and I only saw this quite soon before. I went on Twitter for something, and I saw that Exocross has got like a summer release.
This
like,
is
confirmed.
The iRacing console dirt game.
Yeah, developed by Monster Games, which is owned by iRacing. And this is their first post on their Instagram.
So it's using the iRacing tire physics, I want to say. Suspension physics, I don't know, something from iRacing.
Something like that.
Yeah, something.
It might be the same engine, honestly.
I don't think the iRacing engine would fit on a...
Yeah, I don't know.
I've just read that comment.
I mean, it's quite negative, isn't it? I know, I feel like the discourse has been quite good about it. But...
I mean, this is an old game, right? This isn't just something iRacing made up. This is a game that got renamed, didn't it?
Yeah, like, so Monster Games got bought by iRacing a few years ago. And yeah, this was probably already in development. Like, the iRacing devs aren't actually working on this.
No, not at all.
But it's a bit like the World of Outlaws. Like, that was a Monster Games development. Right. It's not really an iRacing thing. But, you know, it helps that iRacing are promoting it. And gives it some legitimacy. And obviously, the World of Outlaw games was actually quite good, apparently. So, we're bringing back the rig chat. A little bit of a short one on this. But Ron Mawns, who is one of our best commentators at Apex Racing TV, he let me know about this rig that is on sale in Argentina.
It's not legit.
It's not a very legit.
Because we're thinking that's wood, but painted.
Yeah. You've got some nice Logitech equipment. And yeah, you can try to buy this if you want. It does look like it will roll over. It's not wide enough at the base. You need a wider base.
I would need the wide base version, yeah. And look, that is that cardboard thing.
Yeah, here we go. And then that's the underneath of it.
I mean, it's slick.
Sure, yeah.
But it's also a G29.
But also there's no price for it. Apparently the guy DMs you what the price is. So if you want to do it, then check it out. But I don't think there'll be a whole lot of interest.
Guy in Argentina is like, whoa, why am I getting 60 orders? but yeah, it's unlicensed and everything. So the second he starts selling them, he's going to Red Bull prison.
Yes. I think Red Bull got bigger problems to deal with at the moment.
Yeah, Nui's off.
F1 chat. You think he's going to... where do you think he's going to? Do you think he's going to retire?
I think he has to because, I mean, everyone's about to tell me Ferrari. But it doesn't make any sense because he's contracted till the end of 2025, 1 year gardening leave. So to start at a new company at the beginning of 2027, pointless.
Yeah, absolutely.
The new regulations happened. What's he going to do? Tweak the car? That's not going to take a regulation change for years. Who needs Nui? Like all that money and waste.
Apparently one of the reasons that he left, and I don't know how true this is. I haven't done much reading into it because I dislike F1 media. But apparently he's been pushed too much to the hypercar program that Red Bull are doing. So if he doesn't want to do something to do with F1, then they're sort of giving him an avenue anyway, though.
Yeah.
So maybe he does still want to do F1 stuff. It's almost it seems like he's left because he wants to do more F1 stuff. But yeah, I don't know how true that is. I mean, who was telling Nui, no. Don't design an F1 car. Don't do that. Everyone, anyone would give their hand in order to have his input in designing an F1 car.
So if he leaves at the end of this year and gets out of his contract a year early, which he could do, there could be a sub clause because of all the crap that's happening at Red Bull with the leadership. There could be a clause. He'll still have to take the 1 year gardening leave, but by the time he joins Ferrari, he would have time to make the impact on a new regulation change. If, however, he has to see out his contract and take the year gardening leave, then he retires. Because, yeah. I'll be argued down, but honestly, it doesn't matter how much money you throw at it, it's pointless.
And it still takes years to make your influence, right?
The car's developed. And with the regulation changing now and how much you can spend, honestly, it's pointless. It would be a 5-year plan just to wait for the next build that Nui could get in on.
Yeah, even he joined Red Bull in 2006 and they became competitive in 2009. He must have joined McLaren in 1996 and they won the title in 1998. So
if he can get his contract into the year, 100% Ferrari. If he can't, 100% retired. Or he stays at Red Bull. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Dominic, for confirming that. I didn't see that your comment beforehand, but yeah, he did join in 2006 and they got their first win in 2009. But obviously, Hulk's going to win the championship for Audi anyway, so...
Kick. They're not Audi yet. And signs, right?
Is it Audi next season?
No.
Is it 26 there, Audi?
26, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everything happens 26.
Sure. They'll pull out anyway, Audi. They have everything else, so they'll bail.
Yeah,
it'll be Sauber in because it's Hulk.
I think Hulk has just realised if I can't get a podium and I can't get a point, how about I be remembered as the guy who beat Danny Ric for most teams?
But the problem is he's double backed himself on Haas. Too many teams.
So what? Danny Ric isn't back at Toro Rosso or
a good point.
Yeah, AlphaTauri.
Yeah, so what? So Danny Ric's done. Sorry, this is boring now. HRT.
Yep.
Toro Rosso. Red Bull.
But wasn't he there for the AlphaTauri name?
McLaren. So five.
Yeah. Was he there for the AlphaTauri rename though, or not? No. No, he wasn't. Of course not. No.
No. Well, I'm counting that as one team.
Well.
Hulk has done Williams, Force India, Sauber, Renault, Haas. Audi. No, but Audi and Sauber are the same thing. So that's only five again.
Yeah.
All so right. You could argue they're both six or you could argue they're both five. But yeah, Sainz is up there as well. Sainz has done a lot, so you might beat them. Alonso as well. We'll move on though. That's enough of one chat, eh?
Has to be done.
Yeah. So that's F1's... That's sim racing news completes for the week. Yeah. Apex Racing Team, at the weekend, we took part in VCO Infinity.
Yep.
Some highs and some lows. There's always going to be over a 24-hour event, or because it's 24 hours, 24 races, a race every hour. At one point, we were leading. I think after going into the second day, we were leading. Fortunately, we ended up P7. So we had some bad results along the way. And if you have like a bad result, really costs you bad in those races. So it was very tricky to bring it back. The ARA car ended up in P19. So a little bit of a frustration there in VCO Infinity. Nothing really going on this week for ART, I think. So no PEC GB that returns next week because PESC is now over. I saw someone mention, of course, BMW Sim Cup, which isn't going anymore. So it's a bit of a dull period now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there is the BMW M Power Tour.
Yeah, there's that other thing now, yeah. But that's just an official series, basically.
It's dead as well. Like, beyond
dead. Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I was really excited for it. Sebring in just GTPs, bring it on. I actually did put some laps in. I was like, I'm ready. Didn't even go official.
Sure.
Gutted. Gutted.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. I appreciate that BMW put in a lot of money into iRacing, but yeah, it's a shame that it hasn't seemingly worked out for them. They haven't got the return that they wanted. In terms of Apex Racing League, we do have a Racing Unleashed Challenge 3 come up. We did do a post for this earlier today. Can I open this in another thing?
No.
I don't think you'll let me on Instagram, will it? No.
No.
But I can zoom in.
Illegal.
So this is Challenge 3 of Racing Unleashed. This is a free-to-enter thing. I don't want to call it a series because it's a series of challenges. You don't have to do all the races, but it's like a race a month. And you can register. So it is GT3 cars at Daytona for challenge number 3. And it is an elimination format. So each lap, we eliminate two drivers from the race until you get a winner. And then there's also two races. So the second race is a full reverse grid, which means that the quick guys are going to have to be making their positions up quickly in order to avoid the cuts at the end of each lap. It should be a really fun event. You can sign up at apexracingleague.com.
Bogdan in chat, right time for Apex Endurance. Yes.
We were discussing this earlier on, actually. Yes. Behind the scenes.
100%.
What tracks were people like? Let me know in chat. We won't listen to you, but hey, you know. We can humour you.
Humour you. Old Zandvoort.
Is that even a thing anymore in iRacing?
Yep, still there.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was thinking, one of the things I was thinking, what do you think of Imola?
I like
that's on WEC now. So I was thinking that has a bit of legitimacy, but normally I wouldn't even consider Imola because it's not a good multi-class track.
It was great for Imola this season. I had great fun in the wet as well.
Well, maybe that will be considered then. I'd like to do different circuits to what we did in season one. So, do let us know what you'd like in that. Apex Racing TV, this is a really great clip.
Suzuka.
You're a fan of Suzuka as well?
In the rain. Yeah, mate.
Yeah? Oh, is it good?
Printing money, I love it. You like what you're good at, right?
Checking his monitor. So this is a video of Racing Unleashed back on Sunday. I'll start from the start. But this is Tim Matzka. He was leading the way in race one. But you can see his phone has had some issues. And we'll cut to an interview and I'll be quiet for a moment as he discusses what was going on.
Like, I was using my phone today, but I didn't, like, with a phone, you have the setting that the screen turns off after like 5 minutes or something. So I had to keep clicking the screen so it doesn't turn off. Otherwise, I think that the camera would have turned off as well. And I can't do that with the gloves on. So I had to drive with one glove at the end, even though that cost a bit of my concentration. The muscle memory took over and just did the driving. So it did cost me in like a couple of corners, but not enough so that P2 could overtake me. So it was not too bad after all.
So yeah, he won the race, despite having to click on his phone every now and again. Because it's a rule in the series that you have to have your webcam on. To one, for the broadcast, and two, I think to increase legitimacy as well, like the old Formula E rule. So, it's a really good effort from him. Unfortunately, he didn't win the event. He came third, so he still won €50. But it was a good effort from him. Nicolas Laubisch ended up winning the event.
Charlotte. That's another track for you to add.
I really like Charlotte. Yeah. I think it's a good circuit. So we haven't visited there in aerial for a while. I wouldn't mind that. Doesn't get used. It's a free circuit.
Yeah.
Alton Park gets visited every season.
I know.
Meanwhile, casually a very good circuit in the Roval. It's not there.
Yep.
Let's get your opinion on this.
Go for it.
I want everyone's opinion on this, please. Let us know in chat.
Just the radicals.
Because this is a margin incident. Apologies to the podcast listeners. But, you know, this is a debate.
And here comes James Berry.
So we've got a couple of different angles.
I'll
show you this one again.
You could throw a blanket over those radicals. And here comes James Berry.
So that's one.
Yeah, I need a different angle.
Ben, and here is that replay.
Here's a replay.
So here we see James Berry in the draft of Vandenhurk. Vandenhurk covering the inside. Berry goes right. And
at the moment, I think it's James's fault.
May have turned in on
okay.
A little
he
there.
Goes too far to the right on entry. He should have put his car to pause it. And when you get the top down,
and
pulls
the
it now, he should be next to the blue car.
Sure, yeah, he's too tight. He's giving himself a tighter angle than what he needs.
Correct, he's making himself track out, which
is
strange.
That's a very good point, yeah.
Oh, it doesn't mean it's his fault. I don't know if I've decided if this isn't a racing incident yet, so sorry about that.
Goes right.
The guy on the left doesn't, I don't know. It's just a racing incident.
At the point of contact, you know, he's not that far away from the right side.
Yeah,
of the
track. It's just a racing incident. But yeah, the honeycomb car didn't... That's not the best way of doing an overtake. You want to minimise the other opponent's room anyway to give yourself some... But yeah, it is what it is.
And yeah, that was in the Radical Official series. We had that earlier on actually again. And then also do check out on Sunday, we got the Radical Sim Racing Europe and Radical Sim Racing Americas series, so that's always very good fun. We're of course broadcasting CMS as well, Champion Motorsports Endurance Series, on Sunday for our race. That'll be from the studio, so very much worth
looking forward
watching
to it.
That. That'll be the season finale as well of what is always a very tightly contested championship in all the classes. That is all I had on the, or we had on the notes. Anything else you want to mention?
The Nords is not getting rain. Is over.
You're really disappointed.
Yeah, it's the one we wanted rain to be at. Let's be real. Sebring was the first But Nord is like the most challenging event with five classes at the most difficult track. We want the most difficult weather.
You see, I would take it as a different way of it's the most difficult track, therefore we don't need the most difficult weather. That yeah. Nord already has an attrition problem where you get people like you who get a dent on the bumper and are like,
I'm joking.
There's no point. And so you have 30 cars left on a massive circuit and you don't interact with any other cars.
Actually, that's a good subject to bring up. ACC have added it to 100
yeah.
at the Nord.
Please, iRacing.
Yeah, that's,
please do that.
IRL's 150, ACC's 100, and we get what? 45, 50 for five classes? Yeah, we need. Everyone used to mock ACC. Oh, it would never happen. There are 100.
But then what's the motivation for iRacing? It's a one-track thing, and that one track, they have no official events for. They don't have the
I think
anymore.
The limit needs to go up to a good, solid 55 minimum in multi-class across the board for IMSA. Like,
sure.
But, yeah. I don't know. Make it that bit more exciting. 100 car with weather change.
Oh, absolutely. It'd be like, better for us, but, like... We're already paying for this. We're both still taking part in Nord's 24.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I guess there's a branding thing of, you know, a premier sim if you've got loads of cars at Nord's, as ACC have demonstrated. But
oh, and one last thing we didn't mention. iRacing have patched the bug that I had where I competed in Super Formula Lights at Monza in the dry, no clouds, sure. bright sunny day. And yet, for some reason, I couldn't get out of pit road. Almost like... It was raining really heavily because when I got in the car, it said, you're on a dry tyre. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Let me know. I don't care. It's sunny. No, it was raining hard. Puddles, everything. We all did qualifying. It was a meme. Everyone's on the radio like, guys, are you on wets? Like, what's happening? So, yeah, it was a full wet race, the whole race. And yet to us, it was sunny, no rain, no puddles, nothing. iRacing have patched that.
Yeah, good work there for my iRacing.
Did they give me my iRating back? That's the question.
Well, everyone's in the same boat, right? Quite literally.
Yeah, but I forgot it was raining in Lesmo 2. I'm like, oh, this is going, whoa!
Yeah, I think that's a you problem.
It was sunny.
It was wet in Lesmo 1. Won't be wet in Lesmo
yeah,
2.
I've no. just forgot.
No.
By the way, SFL at Monza in the dry is phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still haven't given the car a try. I really need
to. It's like, a very fun addition to the sim.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give that a go. I'd like to do an aerial series as well, innit? But we'll see about that.
Yeah.
Let us know if you would be up for that. I thought I was going to mention something else, but I've forgotten it. So, yeah, that's we'll see. Maybe I'll mention it next time. I think that is everything. Thank you for tuning. Oh, sorry, no, it was Alan Luth was in chat saying, Alan, sorry, we had no highlights. It's the job of the commentators and the viewers as well to make lists of moments in races. So that's why we've got no highlights of ARL sports cars from Monday. So the commentators, who, to be fair, Josh is the broadcaster, is usually very good at sending me links because I'm not going to watch all the broadcasts. I have better things to do. So I'm not going to make all the notes myself. So yeah, Josh needs to do that. Or you could do that, Alan. We would appreciate it if you do. Yeah, sure, let me know. Yeah, next race, Alan. Do it. Every race you watch, if you make notes, honestly, you'll be my favourite person in the world because that's how we do all the highlights and stuff because I cannot be spending my time watching 25 hours of ARL broadcasts every week. Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you for watching. We'll be back next week for the late Apex. See you then.